from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The crack of the bat will no longer be heard at Fred Salvador Athletic Field at the Hollinger Park, but the roar of the crowd will still be there, louder in a lot of cases. One item in the City of Timmins municipal budget this year approves the conversion of the park to an event location. The stands and dugouts will remain, but everything associated with baseball will disappear. City Hall says it's in negotiations with the French Catholic School Board and the local baseball leagues to use the field at École Catholique Secondaire Thériault. OPP and Timmins Police are involved in a province-wide child sexual exploitation investigation. So far, 64 suspects face a combined 348 charges. The arrests are part of Project Aquatic. It featured identifying and arresting those making, possessing, and distributing child sexual abuse material. OPP say the investigations were both reactive and proactive, beginning on February 19th and ending on the 29th. They add that identified victims were provided victim support. American officials say the Israeli military's move against the southern Gaza city of Rafah does not appear to be a full-scale attack, at least not yet. They note yesterday's action was limited in scope, only moving to take over control of the border crossing into Egypt. The city is home to more than 1 million refugees who have fled the fighting elsewhere in the territory, and Western leaders warn of large-scale civilian casualties if a full-scale assault is launched. The Israeli action is seen as putting more pressure on Hamas, since the Rafah crossing is the entryway for much of the humanitarian aid being shipped into the territory. And finally, hot enough for you? Well, the world just experienced its hottest April on record. The European Union's Climate Change Monitoring Service says it extends an 11-month streak in which every month set a global high temperature record. The soaring temperatures have prompted scientists to look into whether it's being triggered by human activity. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.